Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever of all our friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Christmas should be celebrated for a day or even a weekend or even the month of December and Hanukkah for the 8 days. I believe these festive fun holiday should be celebrated each day, every day, all year round. I know it makes me feel good. I especially love the Christmas songs, the carols, the movies, all that good stuff. It's just like a really feel-good time, and I really pray for the world to be at peace and harmony and to like and respect each other's beliefs and traditions, that they don't have to be exclusive to any religion. We can enjoy each other's. I enjoy being at homes when they're putting up the Christmas trees and all that Christmas represents, as much as the Jewish homes with their Hanukkah bush and all that that tradition represents. So in that spirit, I've done several shows acknowledging the holidays, starting with Wednesday, December 17th, which was the first day of Hanukkah, in our archives, of course, with Rabbi Joseph Potasnik, someone who is very high up on the New York Board of Rabbis and has had his own radio show for years, which he shares with reverends to make his shows for people of all faiths. And then we did a show called Happy Holidays. We did that show with Carla Lynn Hall on Monday, December 22nd, Happy Holidays. And we had a Hanukkah quiz, a fun mini quiz. We did that, and I always call Carla as my favorite shiksa. I love giving a Hanukkah quiz to my favorite shiksa. And by the way, that is not a derogatory name. Shiksa simply means non-Jewish woman. That's all it means. It's not positive or negative. So we did the Hanukkah quiz with Carla Lynn Hall, a mini version of the story of Hanukkah traditions and more. Same with Christmas. We did the mini version of that as well. And we even threw in, we have a great Hanukkah original song by one of our friends, Jeffrey Paul Bobrick, which, time permitting, will play it again today. Then on Tuesday, December 23rd, in our archives, we had Carla Lynn Hall back again for Challah Nights. So she did Challah Days on the 22nd, Challah Nights on the 23rd, and Blog Talk chose that show, the latter, to be one of the favorites of the week, Challah Nights. And you can find these shows in our archives, JoyceBarryandFriends.com. And speaking of friends, I'm always delighted when I have my best friend participate on the show, and that would be the one, the only Beverly Nadler. You know her as the health guru. You know her as an extraordinary author and poetress. You might know her as my best friend because we have been best friends for decades. Truly unconditional love on both our parts. Welcome to the show, Beverly Nadler. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and everything else that blessings will prevail.
Oh, thank you, Joyce. That was a delightful opener, and I'm looking forward to listening to some of those shows in your archives. Yes, this is a fun time of the year, and you know what? Fun and laughter, as I wrote on my Facebook page and LinkedIn this morning, are really good for your health. So enjoy. I know Joyce has some fun things that she's going to share. I've got some jokes, and we're looking to have just a good time in preparation. Well, the end today is the end of Hanukkah and the beginning of Christmas, and they're both times that have to do with light and joy. So let's get the ball rolling.
Let's get the ball rolling. So, folks, I know you've heard, regardless of what faith, you know, Merry Christmas and Santa Claus and all that that means. And I had to find out what we Jewish people have to look forward to at Hanukkah. Well, we have Hanukkah Harry. The main difference with the two, and I did the Happy Holiday Show, I did a whole list of the differences between Hanukkah and Christmas. But I just want to say this very briefly stated. Hanukkah is not the Jewish Christmas. It is a holiday with its own traditions and meanings. Christians have Santa Claus, who enters your home via the chimney on Christmas Eve with all your presents. Santa goes all over the world in just one night. We have Hanukkah Harry, who drops in on Jewish homes each of the 8 nights of Hanukkah to deliver gifts that are in no way dependent on children's good behavior. See, with Hanukkah, we never hear about the child being naughty or nice. Everybody gets the gift in the eight nights of Hanukkah. And, of course, the Christians have their Christmas tree, and Hanukkah, we have our Christmas bush, and there's a lot of people that celebrate Chrismukkah, the combination of both. There's a lot of, you know, mixed marriages would do that, or just people in general that love both holidays. I, for one, I'm Jewish. I love both holidays. Folks, on today's show or any of the shows, you might want to consider downloading the shows because you can play them at your holiday celebration parties. The one with Rabbi Potashnik on the 17th of December, was a serious show that'll give you a lot of the information about Hanukkah and traditions and all of that. And tomorrow's show will have all of the serious stuff with a reverend on that show about all about Christmas. And the ones in between, because we're celebrating every day, are the fun shows. So we have Happy Holidays on Monday, Happy Hallow Nights on Tuesday, and today we have Santa Claus and Harry Hanukkah, who wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, and want to set the tone with riddles and jokes, all the fun stuff. As I said, you can listen in our archives 24/7. You can download it and share with other people. So let me start off with some of Santa's Christmas riddles. I'll ask them of Beverly. You can think of them for yourself, and then she'll share some of her jokes as well. Beverly Nadler, what would a reindeer do if it lost its tail?
If it lost its tail, Joyce, I couldn't even guess.
Okay, but we're going to have to move quickly on all of them because I have so many and you have so many jokes.
Okay, so I had no guess. You'll have to tell me.
He goes to a retail shop for a new one.
Oh, okay.
I said these are very, very clever. Who is never hungry at Christmas?
Who is never hungry at Christmas? How about Santa Claus?
The turkey. He's always stuffed. What's red and white and red and white and red and white?
Oh, my God. Wine?
Santa rolling down a hill. Why is Christmas just like any other day at the office? And the answer is, you do all the work, and the fat guy with the suit gets all the credit.
These are very, very clever.
That's what I said. I've only got the most clever ones. Why did the gingerbread man go to the doctor?
The gingerbread man go to the doctor? Somebody ate his head.
Because he was feeling crummy. Why? What do snowmen eat for breakfast? Snowmen, what do they eat for breakfast?
Got it.
When you pause, I'll just go right to the answer so we can keep the tempo up.
Flakes.
What did you say?
Frosty flakes.
You're correct. Frosty snowflakes.
Oh,
you
well,
got
I
left- it, Beverly Nadler. Good for you. Where does Santa stay when he's on holidays?
Well, he's supposed to stay in the North Pole, but I guess there's something else. Don't know.
At a ho-ho hotel. What nationality is Santa Claus?
He's not.
The answer is North Polish. What do you call someone who doesn't believe in Father Christmas?
Stupid.
A rebel without a clause. A rebel without a clause. Okay, so I'll stop there, and I'll come back to them from time to time throughout the show. Let's go to Beverly Nadler and some of your jokes.
Okay. Mine are not riddles. They are just jokes. So 10 top reasons to like Hanukkah. This would be 10 top reasons why it's good to be Jewish, because there's no roof damage from reindeer. There's never a silent night when you're among your Jewish loved ones.
I never heard these. Go ahead.
I'm delighted that you never heard them. If someone screws up on their gift, there are 7 more days to correct it.
Very good, Beverly. I like these a lot. Go ahead.
You can use your fireplace. Now, this is cute, but many people don't know what a dreidel is. A dreidel is a spinning top that you use on Hanukkah, and it's a game that Jewish kids play, and they play it for money. So here they have, I never participated in this, naked spin the dreidel game. It's okay. No awkward explanations about a virgin birth, and no Irving Berlin songs.
Oh, this is funny. That is,
yeah,
really,
they're very
funny.
Cute. Okay, so let's see what we have here. It was Hanukkah, and the tiny village was in fear of not having any latkes. Latkes, by the way, are potato pancakes, and they are traditional for Passover, right? Well, I eat at Passover also, but not Passover, because you can't use regular flour, because they had run out of flour. See, they're traditional for Hanukkah. Rudy, the rabbi, was called upon to help solve the problem. He said, "Don't worry, you can substitute matzah meal for the flour, and latkes will be just as delicious." Sheila looked at her husband and said, "Morty, you think it'll work?" And Morty said, "Of course. Everybody knows. Rudolph the Rab knows grain, dear."
That's cute.
Yeah.
I like that you have the Hanukkah shtick and I have the Christmas shtick to intertwine with each other. So I thought those were very good. Let me go back and forth a bit now. I'll go to some of mine. We'll go back to yours. This is a perfect play off each other. What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire?
Vampire, nope. Nothing's coming.
Frostbite. How much did Santa pay for his sleigh?
My God. I just don't have a riddle mind. Nothing comes in. When I hear the answer, they're so good.
That's okay, but I just want to keep the tempo moving quickly, so that's fine. You think I knew these? They're very clever. And, it, you know, like, you got one. That's pretty good. How much did Santa pay for his sleigh? Nothing. It was on the house. What kind of music do elves like the best? Elves.
Don't know.
The answer is they like rap music, W-R-A-P, rap music. What happens if you accidentally eat a Christmas decoration?
Don't know.
The answer is you get tinselitis. Why does Scrooge love Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Don't know.
Because every buck is dear to him. What do you call Frosty the Snowman in May?
My God.
A puddle. Why are elves so depressed?
Because they're short.
Because they have low elf esteem.
Oh, God.
What do you call people who are afraid of Santa Claus? The answer is claustrophobic. Claustrophobic. Okay, let's go to some of your jokes. Go ahead.
Goodness, that was very clever, by the way. Well, I've got a couple of one-liners for Christmas also.
Now, why don't you go back with the Hanukkah, because I'm doing the Christmas ones. I think it's a great interchange.
Yeah, but I have some one-liners for Christmas that are really good. So I'll do some Hanukkah, but these are one-liners, and they're good. For instance, what's a good Christmas tip? Never catch snowflakes with your tongue until the birds have all gone south. I mean, they're cute. What did the big angel say to the little angel on Christmas Eve? Hello there.
Okay.
A snowman loses weight in what way? He waits for the weather to get warmer. Okay. All right, let's go. This is a really, I think this is a very cute Hanukkah joke. A woman goes to the post office to buy stamps for her Hanukkah cards. She says to the clerk, "May I have 50 Hanukkah stamps?" The clerk says, "What denomination?" The woman says, "Oh, my God, has it come to this? Give me 6 Orthodox, 12 conservative.
That's cute.
That was one of the cutest that I've seen. Okay. As the plane settled down at Ben-Gurion Airport, the voice of the captain came on. Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until this plane is at a complete standstill and the seatbelt signs have been turned off. To those of you standing in the aisles, we wish you Happy Hanukkah. To those who have remained in their seats, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
I honestly don't get that.
I honestly don't, because Jews are always in a hurry, and they don't necessarily listen to instructions.
Oh, okay. That went over my head. Sorry, but it is funny. It just went over my head.
Yes, it's actually quite clever.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see what we have here. It was Hanukkah. Oh, no, I have that one. Okay. This is the fast one. My mother gave me 2 sweaters for Hanukkah. The first time we visited, I made sure to wear one. As we entered the home, instead of the expected smile, she said, "What's the matter? You didn't like the other one?"
She gave him 2, and he wore 1. Is that it?
The fact that it's a joke about Jews, you know, is always finding something to complain about.
Yeah, right. No, it just took me that extra second. Sometimes you look at...
Oh, that means you didn't like the other one.
Right, that is very cute.
It is very cute. I really thought that was cute. If your computer were Jewish, here's what would happen. Your start button would be replaced with a "Let's go, I'm not getting any younger" button. See, Jews are always
yes.
in a hurry.
Yes.
Year 2000 problems are replaced by year 6000 problems because
yes.
we have a different year. Hanukkah screensavers will have flying dreidels. Your PC shuts down automatically at sundown on Friday evenings.
That's good. That's cute.
If your computer dies, you would dispose of it within 24 hours.
Yes.
Because Jews have to be buried immediately.
Yes. They're all very clever as well.
Yeah.
And I like going back and forth. So let me go back to some Christian riddles here. What does Mrs. Claus sing to Santa on his birthday? Freeze, a jolly good fellow. What does Santa put on his toast? Jingle jam. What do you get if you cross Father Christmas with a duck? A Christmas quacker. An honest politician, a kind lawyer, and Santa Claus were walking down the street and saw a $20 bill. Which one picked it up? The answer is Santa, because the other 2 don't exist, the honest politician and a kind lawyer. What do you do, if Santa Claus gets stuck in your chimney? You pour Santa flush on him. What does Santa say to the toys on Christmas Eve? Okay, everybody, sack time. What do the elves call it when Pierre Noel drops his hands at the end of a play? Santa Claus. Why does Santa like to work in his garden? Because he likes to ho, ho, ho. Back to you, Beverly.
Okay. These are some one-liners from somewhat famous people. Most Texans think Hanukkah is some sort of duck call. Hanukkah, okay, that's Richard Lewis. I once wanted to become an atheist, but I gave up. They have no holidays. Henny Youngman.
That's good.
Yeah. My father never lived to see his dream come true. In all Yiddish-speaking Canada, David Steinberg.
Mm-hmm.
God, this is Shalom Aleichem. God, I know we are your chosen people, but couldn't you choose somebody else for a change? I remember that from Fiddler on the Roof also.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
The remarkable thing about my mother is that for 30 years, she served us nothing but leftovers. The original meal was never found.
Oh, I love it, Beverly Nadler. That's very good. You know what else I love? I love your poetry. I love how clever you are. Let me just share my favorite poem you wrote in your voice at this time.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
While we take a pause here in all the merriment, the festivities of having fun around Hanukkah and Christmas, around Santa Claus and Harry Hanukkah, Beverly, why don't you take this moment, share about your website and how people can reach you and find you.
It's Beverly Nadler. That's my website, www.beverlynadler.com. And they can reach me because right there on every single page, you can click on it and just send me a message, which you'll find on my website in the center menu, my books, on my other websites, particularly on nutrition, also my book, Vibrational Harmony, for which Joyce wrote the remarkable foreword. So if you order that book, you need to be not skip the foreword. On the left menu is poetry, there's information about me, there's articles, nutrition, health tips, and so on. It's a educational, informational website. And I also have another website that is not listed in which I am sharing two gifts for this audience. And those gifts are, one is the ebook, The Laws of the Body, and the other is an ebook on mastering stress. And you can find those on vibrationalharmony.biz. And that web page is all about the business of health.
Very good. Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. You definitely want to check out her extraordinary website with tons of information that could change your life for the better, much better. Okay, going back here to the Christmas riddles, what do you call a kitty on the beach on Christmas morning? The answer is Sandy Claus. Who delivers presents to dentist offices? That would be Santa Jaws. What do you get as Santa comes down the chimney while the fire is still burning? Crisp Kringle. Why does St. Nicholas have a white beard? So he can hide at the North Pole. What do you call Santa when he has no money? St. Nicholas. What smells most in a chimney? That would be Santa's nose. What does Kris Kringle like to get when he goes to the donut shop? A Jolly Roll. What does Santa like to have for breakfast? Mistletoe toast. Back to you, Beverly, with the Hanukkah shtick.
Okay. To recall, the last one that I said was the remarkable thing about my mother is that 30 years she served us nothing but leftovers, The original Leo was never found. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so now we're going to one about Stan and John are walking to school one day, and Stan is describing his new PlayStation 2 to John. "Where'd you get that?" John asked. "I got it last night for Hanukkah," said Stan. "What's Hanukkah?" John asked. "It's a Jewish holiday where we get presents every night for 8 nights to celebrate the Festival of Lights." "Wow, I wish we got that," John exclaimed. The next day on the way to school, John runs up to Stan, curious to see what he got. He sees that Stan is upset. "What's wrong? Where's your present from last night?" asked John. And he said, "Well, that was the last night of Hanukkah." And he holds up a ball of crumbled wrapping paper. "It was leftovers night."
Very cute. It's funny because I love jokes, and these are all good ones that I haven't heard. Go ahead.
Okay. Even a secret agent can't lie to a Jewish mother. Golda Meir said, "Don't be humble. You're not that great." And
yes.
Sam Goldwyn said, "Bankruptcy is a legal proceeding in which you put your money in your pants pocket and you give your coat to your creditors." And Heinrich Heine said, "God will pardon me. It's his business." And that's what they say, right? God forgives us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I regret to inform you that... I don't have any more Hanukkah jokes because I realize that some of them have been repeated. Okay, continue.
That's fine. Let me continue here. Why does Santa take presents to children around the world? Because the presents won't take themselves. What does Santa use when he goes fishing? His North Pole. What did Santa say to Mrs. Claus when he looked out the window? "Looks like rain, dear." How does Pierre Noel take pictures? With his North Polaroid. Polaroid. What kind of motorcycle does Santa ride? A Holly Davidson. Where does Father Christmas go to vote? The North Pole. What's red and white and falls down the chimney? Santa Klutz. What do you call Saint Nick after he has come down the chimney? Cinder Claus. Why does Santa owe everything to the elves? Because he is an elf-made man. What does Santa get if he gets stuck in a chimney? Claustrophobic. Okay, so there you go. And I'm going to take a moment and talk to you folks about my website. It's joycebarrie.com. That would be B-A-R-R-I-E. You'll discover that I am a success coach, a personal and professional coach, a home business coach. And you'll find out about the kind of work I do, the seminars I run, the coaching I do, all in Joyce Barry, BARRIE.com. You will find it all there with countless testimonials from people all around the country, from all walks of life. Here are just a few I want to share with you now.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Berry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Berry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
Coach Joyce here. Put radio show in the subject line. In the text of the email, name, phone number, best time to reach you. I am happy to give you a free consultation on what it's like to work with a coach, what that entails, and also about a home business if that's something you might resonate with, if you're interested in it, if you're interested in making extra money, more money. I'm happy to do that at no charge to you, simply by sending that email to CoachJoyce@AOL.com, put radio show in the subject line, and you will get that free consultation. And that is my Christmas Hanukkah gift to you. That music, folks. Like I said, I could play it all year round. And this is the last round of the riddles because I think they're all too good to pass up on. What would you call Father Christmas if he became a detective? The answer is Santa Clues.
I have that one. How do you like that? I was going to do it.
Oh, we didn't say it. Okay.
No, I didn't because you were doing the riddles. And then I said, well, let's see, after Joyce finishes her riddles, I'll do mine. Go ahead.
Okay. Who delivers Christmas presents to pets? Santa Paws, P-A-W-S, of course. What do you call an elf who sings, a rapper, W-R-A-P-P-E-R? Why is Santa so jolly? Because he knows where all the naughty girls live. Why doesn't Santa have any kids? He only comes once a year. What's the difference between the Christmas alphabet and the ordinary alphabet? The Christmas alphabet has no L, N-O-E-L. What do you call an obnoxious reindeer? An obnoxious reindeer. A Rudolph, R-U-D-E-O-L-P-H. What do you call a can wearing a Christmas hat? A merry can, and that's American is really what the takeoff is on the word American. American. What's the difference between snowmen and snow ladies? And that would be snowballs. And the four stages of life. Number one, you believe in Santa Claus. Number two, you don't believe in Santa Claus. Number three, you dress up as Santa Claus. And number four, you look like Santa Claus. The four stages. So I thought that was very cute. Okay. Is there anything else on Hanukkah before I continue with other things?
Is there anything else on Hanukkah that
Hanukkah that you wanted to share, Beverly?
I'm looking. I am looking. No, unfortunately, I think I have everything that I collected on Hanukkah. Okay. I have a few things on, Santa, like the Bermuda Trial. The Bermuda Triangle got tired of warm weather. It moved to Finland. Now Santa Claus is missing.
Okay. All right, let me go to the next thing. Did you know, folks, that you can actually find out if you're on the naughty or a nice list? And doing some research here, I couldn't believe there's actually a website that says Santa Claus, have you been naughty or nice? So if you want to check it out, all they're asking you to do is put your name, hit submit, and find out which list you're on. Beverly Nadler, of course I looked you up, and what list do you think you're on?
Well, I would assume that I'm on the nice list.
Okay, and in the words of Larry David, you've been pretty, pretty, pretty good this year, Beverly Nadler.
What do I get for that?
Well, you'd have to ask Sandra that. What list do you think I was on?
You're on the naughty list.
Well, Joyce Barry, right now you're teetering on Santa's nice list. You could help around the house more instead of watching so much television. How do you like that? I thought that was hysterical. And then I looked up our mutual friend, Peter Marks, and it says two words, naughty list. You know why, Peter Marks. So I called him this morning, and I asked him, I said, I don't know, Peter, if we can still be friends. I found out that you're on the naughty list, so I'm not quite sure we can still be friends. He says, what did I do? I said, message said, you know why, so you have to figure it out for yourself. But I, folks, if you want to find out what list you're on, go to Santa Claus, have you been naughty or nice? I thought that was hysterical. The other thing I want to say to you folks is if you're going to be naughty, make sure you don't hurt anyone. You don't do anything bad or you don't do anything evil. You know, naughty is one thing, but taking it too far is something entirely different. As we're, still winding down on the show here, is there anything else you want to say about, you know, what we're discussing today on the show about Harry Hanukkah or Santa Claus, Beverly?
How do you know that Santa is a man?
Because
no woman wears the same clothes every year.
Yes.
What snowmen wear on the Christmas Eve?
I don't know.
Ice caps.
Very good.
What monkeys sing on Christmas Eve in concert? Jungle bells.
That's good.
Okay, and if someone claps on the Christmas Eve, then he should be called Santa Claus.
Good.
Yeah, that's, and then this is a funny thing. This, I believe, is supposed to be true because it's from the Daily Telegraph. There were complaints from shoppers because a plastic reindeer in a South African shopping mall had shiny golden Christmas tree baubles hanging between its hind legs. And
okay.
They removed them. They removed them. I can imagine. I get the visual, you know, on that.
Yes.
Here's one. Did you hear about the latest St. Michael's Primary School Nativity play? It's a modern takeoff. Two children are dressed as Mary and Joseph, and they're on their way to the inn in Bethlehem. Meanwhile, on the other side of the stage, a lad in a shepherd's outfit is on his mobile phone calling the inn to make a reservation.
Okay. I really like all these. I'm going to have to get copies to add to my collection. Okay, let's take one more, and then I have a great Hanukkah song for you folks, an original by our friend Jeffrey Paul Bobrick. So give it one more shot.
Okay. Daniel 4 returned from Sunday school with a new perspective on the Christmas story. He had learned all about the wise men from the East who brought gifts to the baby Jesus. He was so excited, he just had to tell his parents. I learned in Sunday school about the very first Christmas. There wasn't a Santa Claus way back then. So these three blokes on camels had to deliver all the toys, and Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer with his nose so bright wasn't there yet. So they had to have this big light in the sky to find their way around. I thought that was adorable.
Yes, they were all adorable. Okay, here is an original Hanukkah song by our talented friend Jeffrey Paul Bobrick.
winter when they deck the hall, seeing Santa as he laughs in the mall. Baby's crying as the mom strikes a pose. Take a picture but ignore the runny nose. La 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 la, ho ho ho. Steal a kiss under the mistletoe. Have some food, take a long distance call. A holy night, yeah, I love it all. Christmas tree, sing of wise men or sing of Maccabees. But what do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do? When you're a Jew.
Song by our friend Jeffrey Paul Bobrick. And he did something else extraordinary. He introduced me to Kurt Fitzpatrick, who is our most talented guest of all time, and Carla Lynn Hall, who is our most outrageous guest of all time. So he wanted to get a Hanukkah song out there because, as you know, there are countless Christmas songs. And interestingly enough, a great many of them are written by Jewish people, like Irving Berlin has the most famous one of all time, which is White Christmas. Okay, I want to go back to you, Beverly. What else would you like to share? We have 10, 11 minutes left. Anything else you want to share as we're getting ready to wrap this show up? Do you have any kind of
poem? But I was
poem?
Wondering if you would share with what? How did you celebrate the holidays when you were a child? Did you celebrate both Hanukkah and Christmas?
No, I celebrated Hanukkah only. My family being Jewish, it was always Hanukkah. It was only in adult years that I have so many Christian friends, or you call them the Goyim, which simply means non-Jews. It's not a negative term, that I love being invited to their Christmas parties. But certainly it was the 8 days of Hanukkah. What about yourself?
Well, we did the 8 days of Hanukkah, but my father owned a store in a Christian neighborhood. We lived in a Christian neighborhood. And so he had it was a hardware housewares, and there was tons of toys, and everybody would be coming in getting these toys for Christmas. And he also had some places, some people use small Christmas trees at their small apartment. And so I would cry at Christmas, and I'd say, why can't we have this? Why can't we celebrate Christmas? So my father decided that we could celebrate Christmas. We didn't have a tree, but we would give gifts. We were really lucky. We got there 8 gifts on Hanukkah, and then we got some gifts on Christmas. And as the kids, we got older and older, my father used to do the cutest things. He would give my mother gifts, which she loved the best, was money. But he would hide the money in different denominations all around the house. So we had to look for it. And then the next year, we had to look for our gifts. It was actually a wonderful, fun time. We looked forward to Christmas as much as Hanukkah because we were basically celebrating both and just being real joyful during that time. We even have home movies of our Christmas celebrations. They were lots of fun. But I used to go to the temple for the Jewish holidays, and I always knew that I was Jewish. But we had some, as I said, we lived in a Christian neighborhood, so many people coming into the store, and so many of our friends also were Christian.
Yes, and I think it was wonderful. I had a cousin that her mom was Italian, father Jewish. She celebrated everyone, was very tight with both families, and we used to be jealous that she took off all the Christian holidays, all the Jewish holidays, so we were jealous. I would say my extraordinary recollection of the holidays, however, was that I always wanted to go to St. Patrick's Cathedral on Christmas Eve, the Midnight Mass. Now, one, I'm not a night person at all. Two, I don't like crowds. I don't like being around crowds. Three, I don't like long lines. I don't like any of that. Yet it was something I always wanted to do. So one Christmas Eve, I just had it work out, met a Christian friend of mine at St. Patty's Cathedral. My mind was blown as soon as I got there because there were lines and lines around the block. I'm going to guess it could have been 5,000 people. It could have been 10,000 people in one of the most extraordinary cathedrals in the world. Well, soon the line started to go into the cathedral, and it was such a beautiful cathedral. I mean, it was really worth getting out to go and be a part of it. And I sat down, it was relatively near the front, I would say, and it was so huge with all its balconies and everything. So as I sat down, I turned to my friend and I said, you know what, I think I'm the only Jewish person in here. And the man right behind me tapped me on the shoulder and said, no lady, I'm Jewish. That left me a memory that I never, ever, ever will forget. And I've been to other parties, you know, with the trees and all that. I just love both holidays. I don't see why, if you have the faith of one, well, you can't enjoy the other. Your beliefs are what they are. Your traditions are what they are. But you can, in my humble opinion, enjoy the other holiday as well. Do you have any kind of an original poem celebrating any holiday or anything that'll encompass the joy on brotherhood of these holidays?
Well, here we go. It's hard to believe how time does fly. Almost another year has already gone by. The holiday season is here again, and once more we're remembering when we were children, delighting in fun and play, eagerly waiting for Christmas Day, or to celebrate with Hanukkah lights, one candle for each of 8 special nights. This wondrous season marks sacred history. Greet it joyfully and a bit wistfully. And as we wrap our gifts and decorate, let's pray with gratitude that we are free. What does this season represent to you? Does the true meaning and message come through? Let peace and goodwill play their role, opening our hearts, touching our soul. This is a blessed time for the human race, time for all hard feelings to be erased, time for caring and sharing our love and joy, and most of all, time for faith that nothing can destroy.
Wow. Beverly, when did you write that? I just took a shot. I had never heard you with a holiday poem before.
That was in 2001.
Wow. So here we are 13 years later, and I never knew you had a holiday poem. How come you didn't share it all these years, Beverly Nadler?
Well, according to what's written on here, I did share it 2 years ago. But how on earth? You do shows every single day, Joyce. There's no way you could remember every poem, because I'm doing a poem at least every week, so you're not going to remember. And especially it was 2 years ago. I have it December 20th, 2012.
I believe you. I just did not remember a holiday poem, because some of the others I remember quite well. So thank you for sharing that, and it was awesome. So what would you like to say in closing out the show?
I'd like to wish everyone, I'm going to say, a happy holiday season. Hanukkah is gone. Today's the last day. And a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. And we will be back for New Year, so I'll wish you a happy New Year then. But I'd like to say that anyone who is not happy because you're perhaps lost a loved one, or you're not celebrating with family, or maybe you don't even love your family, find some place to go and some people to be with so that you can uplift your spirits, because you can choose to do that. If you're in New York, go to Rockefeller Center and look at the beautiful, wonderful tree. If you're not, turn on some of the great Christmas shows. I've already watched Blake Shelton. I've watched them light the Christmas tree. And, you know, on your TV, there's shows on demand, and there's a whole section from the regular channels, what I call the channel shows, that you can watch the celebrations even though they've been on already. You can, it's on demand. Do things that lift your spirits. This is a time to lift your spirits, and also a wonderful time to lift someone else's spirits. In fact, Hanukkah, I imagine the rabbi mentioned something, is a reminder also of charity, to help others less fortunate. Some people will go into soup kitchens and help out. Some people will bring their old, you know, discarded clothes that are still in good condition to people who are in need. This is a perfect time to do that.
I agree with what you say. I agree wholeheartedly, and I just want to put my take on that. It's always a perfect time to give to others, to do random acts of kindness, to pay it forward. Now, especially when people are in that spirit, that mode, but I say every day is a good time for that. I want to share my poem for today and always, and that is, may this be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day of extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. May it be the year to generate more money, have great health, good luck, and good fortune, attract special people and opportunities, create magical memories, and manifest marvelous miracles. So that's my original poem to all of you, and I think I pretty much covered all the bases. I want to thank you, Beverly Nadler. Appreciate you very much, not only as my best friend, but as our health guru. Great show every week. Here's to your health Thursdays. Thank you so much for, you know, having this all work out today. You know, I was playing around with what to do since I've had several holiday shows, and I wanted to give you folks something different every day. So I'm very grateful for you. I'm grateful for our loyal listeners. I'm grateful for our friends, our followers. So I'm going to close out the show with this beautiful Christmas melody by Jeffrey Bryer.